This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that Ukraine and Russia need to find ways to resolve the ongoing conflict between the two nations. He assured that India is ready to play an active role in every effort required to bring peace. During his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Mr. Modi said that India has actively planned peace efforts and that our approach has been people-centric. He said that India supports sovereignty and territorial integrity. Talking about his recent visit to Russia, the Prime Minister said he had clearly stated that the solution to any problem is never found on the battlefield, but the solution comes only through talks, dialogue and diplomacy. A delegation-level meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, Ukraine yesterday. The two leaders discussed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. During the meeting, four MOUs were signed and exchanged in the presence of both the leaders. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with the U.S. Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin in Pentagon, Washington, D.C. last night. They held wide-ranging discussions on bilateral defense cooperation, industrial collaboration, regional security and other international issues. During the meeting, Mr. Singh highlighted the various co-development and co-production opportunities in India in the areas identified in the India-US Defense Industrial Cooperation Roadmap, which was adopted last year. Both the ministers expressed happiness on the conclusion of the Security of Supplies Arrangement, SOSA, between India and the U.S. In a statement, Defense Ministry said the two sides also welcomed the signing of the Memorandum of Agreement between India and the U.S. regarding the deployment of Lajan officers. Both the ministers appreciated the progress made in operationalizing the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness, a Quad initiative, and lauded the ongoing efforts by India to enhance the maritime domain awareness for the partners in the Indian Ocean region. They also welcomed the ongoing Indian participation in the Combined Maritime Forces, CMF, and noted that India will deploy Indian Navy personnel in CMF's Combined Task Force 150 headquarters in 2025. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin commended the efforts of the India-U.S. Defense Acceleration Ecosystem, IndusX, for establishing the defense innovation bridge between the two countries. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has urged states to establish inter-ministerial committee to focus on reducing pesticide use and developing strategies to monitor and regulate pesticide at the farmer level. Addressing the 44th meeting of the Central Advisory Committee, CEO FSSAI G. Kamala Vardhana Rao said that this initiative is aimed at ensuring agricultural practices remain safe and sustainable. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has asked food business operators, FBOs and e-commerce FBOs to remove all claims regarding A1 and A2 types of milk and milk products from all the packaging. FSSAI's instructions came after it found that several FBOs were selling milk and milk products such as ghee, butter and curd under the A1 and A2 classification using FSSAI license numbers. The food regulator added that the A1 and A2 differentiation of milk is essentially linked to a difference in the structure of protein, and therefore any A2 claims on milk fat products are misleading and not in conformance with the provisions of the FSS Act 2006 and its regulations. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has asked all the central government hospitals and medical institutes to design the new dress code for convocation ceremony. The ministry has written a letter to all the heads of the central government hospitals and medical teaching institutions in this regard. The ministry emphasized the importance of this change as a step towards breaking away from colonial legacies and embracing India's rich cultural tapestry. And Delhi Metro has revised its commencement time on Sunday from its usual 8 a.m. timing to 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. for Phase 3 Corridor Metro. And that is the end of this news bulletin.